This is your free preview of Golf Smarter number 190, a members-only episode for August 4th, 2009.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
More conversation on putting excellence with Phil Kenyon.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thanks for checking out your free preview of this week's episode of Golf Smarter for members only. This week we continue with part two of our conversation with Phil Kenyon, the Director of Instruction for the Harold Swash Putting School of Excellence. In this full episode, we really drill down on the specifics of putting, and not only does he answer a lot of my concerns, but he answers questions submitted by you. We talk about target focus, ball position on your feet, loft of putters, rolling the ball, question about rhythm, first 3 feet and the last 3 feet of a putt, warm-up drill, short putt. We talk about a lot of different things. It's a long episode and really hope that you can become a member and hear the whole thing. Look, we can talk about how far you drive the ball all day, but there's one constant for every hole on your scorecard, and that's the fact that you're given two putts. So what separates great or even really good putters from the rest of us is getting as close to the hole on your approach and dropping it in the cup with one stroke. So as I've said multiple times, it's not how far, it's how close. One thing that Phil mentioned in last week's show was that every putt is a straight putt. That may have been obvious to you, but I needed more clarification. So in this taste of today's episode, I ask Phil what exactly he meant by that.
In theory, every putt is a straight putt, and that statement, as one of our fundamentals, is really just to highlight the importance of pace control, the importance of being able to control the speed of the ball, because depending on what pace you hit the ball depends on what break it takes. So, you know, we could essentially have a straight putt, or with a softer pace, the ball may start to break in from the right. And now, many golfers, through just a combination of also poor technique but inconsistent rhythm and timing, aren't able to control the speed of the club. So if they can't control the speed of the club, it's very difficult for them to actually hit the ball on their chosen line. And then a lot of people actually get confused about the green reading because they're getting negative feedback from the green reading. But often it can be down to their inability to hit it on the chosen line at the right pace. So fundamentally, when we're working with players, we like to try and get the technique down so that they can start the ball on the chosen line, be able to control the pace, and then green reading actually becomes a lot easier. It's not anywhere near as frightening as what a lot of people make it out. Once you can get some consistent technique and pace control down there.
Are you a fan of the plumb, you know, holding up the putter to plumb, you know, so it drops down and you can create the line and seeing which way the drop goes left or right of the of your putter as you're holding up and looking behind it?
I've never been able to make that work. Yeah, I've not. And I think also, a lot of people using the putter to plumb blob. And depending on the type of putter that you have, if you have, a toe-heavy putter, and if you think of, you know, a putter like Ben Crenshaw used to use and still does, you know, the real kind of toe-hanging blade model. Well, depending on where you actually hold that club, okay, will alter the lie angle of the shaft.
Oh, wow, of course.
So, you see, a lot of people will plumb bob and the shaft doesn't even lie vertical. So it doesn't actually lie as a plumb bob. So you get, you know, you're misperceiving certain factors. So I've never really been a fan of plumb bobbing. You know, I just tend to look at other aspects to help me with or help our students with.
And frankly, I'm not a huge fan of plumb bobbing either, but if it works for you, then it works for you, I guess. This is one of many members-only episodes that can only be heard when you join Golf Smarter for members only at golfsmarter.com. Look, I know that not everyone, for whatever reason, will join. I accept that. But because we only have about 3 months of past episodes available for free, There are many new listeners who aren't aware of some of the great guests that we've had since 2005. So here's an opportunity to hear really helpful shows that are just as valid in the tips and advice you receive today as when it was first released. Our Golfers Mart is now open, and there are selected episodes from some of the best instructors at only 99 cents per episode. Each one is an MP3 file and easily downloaded to your computer, your MP3 player, whether it's an iPod or a Zune, or your phone. Now, as time progresses, we'll continue to add more episodes, but right now I've selected more than 20 shows that have received great reactions from both downloads and feedback and made them available for individual downloads. Again, it's only 99 cents per episode. But remember, episodes like today that are members-only shows can only be heard when you join. Those are not going to be available for 99 cents. So if you wanted to hear part two with Fred Shoemaker or part two today with Phil Kenyon, then you've got to become a member. The other product available at the Golfers Mart is the tournament-quality Dixon Earth golf balls, the first eco-friendly golf ball on the market. Like every other retail outlet, we have the ball on sale for $39.95 when you buy just a box. But we've worked out an exclusive deal with Dixon Earth that can't be found anywhere else. As a Golf Smarter listener, you can buy three boxes of Dixon Earth golf balls and we'll give you a fourth box for free. And it's only at golfsmarter.com. But here's one of the great advantages of becoming a Golf Smarter member. Our members only discount allows you to buy two boxes of Dixon Earth golf balls and get a third box for free. So that's a heck of a deal. You're all of a sudden going from buying a Pro V1 box to buying a Titleist NXT box. It's a great deal. Next week, we'll feature another new training aid that will be available for discounts to all Golf Smarter listeners. But again, members will realize greater savings. I wasn't going to talk about this. Okay. Today's my birthday. And the other day, my wife said to me, if anyone asks, what do you want for a gift, what should I tell them? I thought about it for a minute, and really simply, I'm very content with my life right now. I've got my health, I have a great wife, wonderful children, and strong relationships with my large family and many friends. So what do I want? Rounds of golf. Simple. I just want, give me a gift certificate for a round of golf. Actually, that, and more importantly, is I want to build this Golf Smarter community. So if you are all inclined to get me a present, then become a Golf Smarter member today, please. Then we'll work on playing golf together, too, like we're doing in Prague. Yeah, these are the last days to sign up for our 3 days of golf and touring in Prague, Czech Republic. The inaugural Golf Smarter Adventure to Prague is September 4th through the 7th, and we've already got a couple of foursomes with players from the United States and Europe signed up to play. If you can't make it for all 3 days, Artist 3000, the golf travel agency in Prague, who's setting up the whole thing, has created a generously priced package that allows you to come in just for the weekend and only play two rounds with us. But you still get to tour, drink Czech beer, and be part of our recording session of episode number 200 of Golf Smarter. And if that's not enough, there's also a discount if you are a Golf Smarter member. You see, I'm doing everything possible to create many, many benefits to being a Golf Smarter member. Oh, I got to tell you a great story. This happened to me last week. It's the craziest thing. It happened to me last week at Indian Valley Golf Course. On the 11th hole, par 4, slight dog leg left around a trio of tall, thick eucalyptus trees. Then there's a uphill approach to a wide green that doesn't have a lot of front and back depth to it. Anyway, I hit my drive, and it's headed directly to the center of the front tree. Everyone in my foursome is scrambling for cover as they expect the ball to carom off the tree and bounce right back at us. But for some bizarre reason, did I say I'm content with my life? Well, I must be doing something right, because for that single shot, I was Moses, who parted the red leaves of this tree, and it went right through. Not one, but two of the trees, never slowed down and ended up 95 yards from the pin. And now for my approach shot between the uphill and the headwind, I came up short on the approach, but had a good chip and sunk a 10-footer for par. So many ways for you to participate. You can listen regularly to the Golf Smarter podcast. You can add your 2 cents to our conversations at the Golf Smarter Facebook group, or help support the show and take advantage of all the benefits by joining Golf Smarter for members only. A new full episode every week, complete access to the archives, and discounts when we can make them available. Please send me your questions and comments by clicking on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.